Hello everyone, this is the Melhore Seu Inglês, Improve Your English podcast, the English learning podcast of our YouTube channel, Eric Newton, Inglês por Skype. I'm Teacher Newton.
And I'm Teacher Erica. Welcome to our podcast.
For anyone interested in Skype English classes focused on conversation at affordable prices, just contact us.
This is an episode focused on vocabulary.
And also one of our special self-help episodes. And today we're gonna talk a little bit about how to develop a self-discipline habit. Mm-hmm. Self-discipline is very important for English students.
It's essential.
Why it is essential?
It's the basis upon which you build a habit, a daily habit of studying English. So you need to be able to do it, to study every day, a certain amount of time.
To have autonomy.
For have you autonomy.
To go out from your comfort
initiative.
Zone. Get to do the grammar exercise, pronunciation exercises.
Even when we don't feel like it.
Especially
right?
When you don't feel like
yes.
it.
Yes.
Right? And this is the path
Doesn't
for success.
Matter. Yeah.
This is the path for you to develop.
There you go.
So today in the script that you can find in our Melhore Seu Inglês, Improve Your English blog, or the podcast page, you can find the script of today that it was an adaptation from three articles from different blogs.
Wow.
One, an excellent blog called Zen Habits. We got a fragment of the text. You should go there by Leo Babauta. Zen Habits, an excellent blog.
Yeah, really recommend it.
The other article we got from The Uncommon Help, it's audio and articles from Uncommon Knowledge written by Mark Terrell, also about some self-discipline techniques. We have some topics that we got from it. And the last one is Study Guides and Strategies. It's an excellent site that helps students from all over the world with
to study
articles,
anything.
How to study everything, writing, vocabulary, and spelling, with study guides and everything. So it's amazing, this site. So we made this script based on this. So let's go and let's start. How to develop self-discipline?
Self-discipline can be considered a type of selective training, creating new habits of thought, action, and speech toward improving yourself and reaching goals.
The first question is, how do you even get motivated to start? Most of us don't want to think about our lack of discipline, let alone take a bunch of actions.
For me, the motivation came from realizing that what I was doing wasn't working. Ignoring the problems only made things worse. Trying to be disciplined, but doing it half-assedly, only resulted in me feeling bad about myself. Being wholly undisciplined was causing myself a bunch of pain.
Once you realize that you're causing yourself pain, you might develop a wholehearted intention to stop hurting yourself. You might say, okay, that's enough with making my life worse. Let's try to make it less worse.
With that in mind, you can tell yourself that you are going to.
Number one, start taking small actions to make things better.
Do the things that hurt you less.
Push yourself into discomfort a little bit so you can get better at this over time.
Get good at self-discipline with some practice.
Keep these things in mind as you practice, as you get the urge not to practice, and as you make mistakes, and then you want to give up.
One of the reasons we don't have self-discipline is because we run from the hard, uncomfortable things. We would rather do the easy, comfortable, familiar things.
So instead of facing our hard, uncomfortable project or finances, we run to distractions, videos, games. This running from discomfort is ruining our lives.
What can you tell yourself is that you're done running. You are going to push into discomfort a little at a time and get good at being uncomfortable.
Some techniques. Schedule a small task for a given time of the day.
Practice deliberate delaying.
So for how do you do that? Schedule a particular task in the morning and once in the evening.
The task should not take more than 15 minutes.
Wait for the exact scheduled time.
When the scheduled time is due, you start the task.
Stick to the schedule for at least 2 months.
Advantages. Scheduling helps you focus on your priorities.
By focusing on By focusing on starting tasks rather than completing them, you can avoid procrastination.
Schedule a task and hold to its time.
Avoid acting on impulse.
Track your progress.
At the end of the allotted time, keep a record of the accomplishment that builds over time.
Advantage: building a record will help you track how much time tasks take.
If you begin to have surplus time, fill it with small tasks, make notes to yourself, plan other tasks, etc.
Harness the power of routine.
Instead of devoting a lots of hours one day and none the other, and then a few on another day, and so on, allocate a specific time period each day of the week for that task.
I particularly advise 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Now, hold firm.
Don't set a goal other than time allocation.
Simply set the habit of routine.
Apply this technique to your homework or your projects and you'll be on your way to getting things done.
Advantage: you're working on tasks in small increments, not all at once.
You first develop a habit and then the habit does the job for you.
Use self-discipline to explore time management.
Time management can become an overwhelming task.
When you do not have control over your own self, how can you control time?
Begin with task-oriented self-discipline and build from there.
Advantage: as you control tasks, you build self-discipline.
As you build self-discipline, you build time management.
As you build time management, you build self-confidence.
Maintain a self-discipline logbook.
Record the start and end times of the tasks.
Review for feedback on your progress.
Advantage: this logbook can be a valuable tool to get a better picture over your activities in order to prioritize activities and realize what is important and not important on how you spend your time.
Schedule your work day and studies.
When you first begin your work day or going to work, take a few minutes and write down on a piece of paper the tasks that you want to accomplish for that day.
Prioritize the list.
Immediately start working on the most important one.
Try it for a few days to see if the habit works for you.
Habits form over time. How much time depends on you and the habit.
Advantage: when you have a clear idea as to what you want to achieve for the day as it starts, the chances are very high that you will be able to proactively accomplish the tasks. Writing or sketching out the day helps.
Discouragement.
Do not be intimidated. Do not be put off by the challenge.
If you sleep, remember, this is natural.
Take a break and refresh the challenge.
Tricks.
Associate a new habit with an old one.
If you drink coffee, make that first cup the time to write out and prioritize your tasks.
Advantage: association facilitates neural connections.
Mark your progress.
On a calendar in your bathroom or on a spreadsheet on your computer on your breakfast table, check off days you successfully follow up. If you break the routine, start over.
Advantage: visualizing is a ready reinforcement of progress.
All right, Now some self-discipline tips.
Life isn't some waiting room in which to kill time with repetitive self-amusements.
Self-discipline, like a muscle, can be developed. If we were raised in a disciplined environment, we may find it easier to be self-disciplined, but we can all develop more.
Don't wait to feel like it. Choosing to do something or not based on whether it feels comfortable, pleasurable or not is a disaster. If I waited to feel like it before exercising or working or making that tricky phone call or putting in the occasional all-nighter to meet a deadline, then I would be much less disciplined than I am now. And believe me, that would be really bad.
Don't have a wishbone where your backbone would be.
Finish what you start as a point of honor.
Focus on the long-term big outcome and self-discipline will naturally follow. Every morning, get up. Yes, do. Please get up. And tell yourself, today is not over until I have done ... whatever you need to do that day. Literally, you can't finish your day until what you set out to do has been done. I'm not kidding. Respect yourself enough to keep your own promises to yourself.
Dump the excuses.
Stop making excuses for credible reasons.
Sorry, it's non-negotiable.
Self-respect is the fruit of discipline. The sense of dignity grows with the ability to say no to oneself. Number 5, the pull of external deadline.
External deadlines, working to deliver what others expect from you, can massively boost your drive to succeed. If there are no external deadlines, then make some.
Ignore the naysayers.
If people say that what you plan is not possible or is near at your efforts, don't be deterred by this. Rather, use it to fire your energy and strength. Proving others wrong is a greatly underrated pleasure.
Don't get hijacked by trivia.
By cutting out or down your consumption of TV, gaming, or even newspaper reading, you leave your need for completion free to work on what you really need to be focusing on. You need to feel that things remain unfinished to keep focused, and you need to devote valuable time and energy where it's really needed.
Self-discipline is the fuel to get you places. The happy byproducts of discipline are success, self-respect, and improved physical and mental health. All right, so
excellent.
What do you think about today, about this self-discipline?
Brilliant, the basics, right? No excuses, just do it. Break huge tasks into very, very, very small tasks. Work on them daily. Don't skip. If you do skip, start over. Basic stuff.
And how do you apply self-discipline in learning a language? Because for people that don't know, Erica speaks many languages and she learned it by herself.
Yes.
Only by herself, and she put some deadlines for herself. For example, German, when you learn it by yourself, German.
Yeah, if I decide to focus on something, I usually get a deadline. And it depends on the task I set out to do. But for example, German, I have tried to study it in different ways. I've been studying it for 5 years now. In the beginning, it was more intense. Nowadays, what I do is, here are some ideas for people who are studying languages. What I do today is I receive in my inbox a daily email from a few sites. Yeah, these emails are very short, but they provide me with a vocabulary, sentences. So every day I get to see a new word in German with an example sentence, pronunciation. Every day I learn a new word. Also, I listen to podcasts. I know a few languages, so I listen to podcasts in these languages. German, French, Italian, Spanish, every day. And they usually, they last of just a few minutes. The duration is very short, like up to 5 minutes. So I get to make sure, I review these languages every day for 5 minutes. That's really helpful.
All right. And now let's take a look at the vocabulary of the text of today that just reminding read. You can just go to the site of our podcast, and you can read and you can follow the script, right? And also practice your pronunciation and your listening skills. So the first one is
naysayer. A naysayer is someone with an aggressively negative attitude. So one tip is to ignore the naysayers.
Very nice. Another one is prioritize. Prioritize is to assign a status in order of importance or urgency. And on our script, this logbook can be a valuable tool to get a better picture over your activities in order to prioritize activities and realize what is important and what is not important on how you spend your time.
Another word is a very important word, proactive, causing something to happen rather than waiting to respond. So a person who just does it and has initiative is proactive. An example here is when you have a clear idea as to what you want to achieve for the day as it starts, the chances are very high that you'll be able to proactively accomplish the tasks.
Repetitive means persistent. In the script of today, life isn't some waiting room in which to kill time with repetitive self-amusements.
Negotiable, able to be arranged by compromise. Sorry, it's non-negotiable. Self-respect is the fruit of discipline. The sense of dignity grows with the ability to say no to oneself.
Procrastination is putting off or delaying an action to a later time. By focusing on starting tasks rather than completing them, you can avoid procrastination.
And that was the Melhore Seu Inglês, Improve Your English podcast of this week.
For anyone interested in Skype English classes focused on conversation at affordable prices, just contact us on our WhatsApp 3199223-5540 and 3199143-7388 or on our Eric Newton Inglês por Skype page on Facebook.
Thanks for listening. Until next time.
Bye-bye. And develop your self-discipline.
Yes. Ignore naysayers.
Yes.